China, India, and Nepal. Do you know what the connection is? Well, the details might surprise you. And then what do you do when life throws curveballs? Stick around for just a minute to find out what One Ministry is suggesting. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So the dragon and the elephant are actually at odds over who will control the roof of the world. Sounds like a folktale, but it's what's happening between China, India, and Nepal. India's blockading Nepal over its secular constitution, and China is providing aid to Nepal because of it. World Mission's Greg Kelly says
the biggest resource that is crippling the ministry outlets is the gasoline, so it makes it very difficult for them to get to point A to point B.
But their partners are determined to get the treasure, a solar-powered audio Bible, to people throughout Nepal however they can, whether it's by foot, by bike, or by donkey. And here's why.
Just this past week, we got an amazing report of a listening group of people gathering around and listening to the Word of God, that 72 people gave their lives to Christ in this one village.
Nobody knows what will happen in this struggle for control of Nepal, and that's why they're asking you to pray for courage.
It just is a reminder to us that despite of circumstances or challenges, the Word of God goes forth and it will not return void.
And while you pray for Nepal's Christians, pray also for the ones in Aleppo. The Syrian city has been under siege for the last 2 weeks. All roads leading in and out are closed. There's barely any food and water, no electricity, and no public transportation. People are losing hope. Can you give them some? Open Doors is partnering with a local church to provide food, medical help, and other assistance out of Christ's love. Keep on listening to see how you can help. You're listening to Mission Network News. So Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year. Why not celebrate by sharing the gospel? The Jesus Film Project has a great way to do so through their new project called People's Connection. Here's Vance Nordman.
We've developed a bunch of DVDs for outreach to immigrants. And these DVDs, people can hear Jesus speak in up to 24 languages on the same DVD.
In case you didn't catch that, the project helps U.S. Christians share the gospel with local immigrants.
Jesus called us to go into all the world and share the good news. But now the world has come to us and everybody can be involved.
And for many immigrants, it's their first chance to hear it. But what makes Christmas a better time to give?
You know, any time is a good time to reach out to immigrants, but especially Christmas. Many non-Christian immigrants are curious about Christmas. They don't know much about it. And you can offer them a DVD and just say, this is the story of Christmas in your language.
They're trying to make this doable. So it's 100 DVDs for $100. Share the story of Christ this Christmas and watch what God does. And giving someone the word is like giving them a second chance. But sometimes life throws curveballs like poverty or even becoming an orphan, and people need a hand with going further. Sponsoring a child through India Partners is one way to ensure a future of hope.
When they can come into these homes, they can receive good food, care, education, go to school, and hopefully break that cycle of poverty in their life.
Jennifer Heacock of India Partners says several children's homes are expanding, so
it's very important that we have a good base of sponsorship so that more children can receive education and food and care.
India Partners wants kids to live up to their full potential and to do it with their eyes fixed on Jesus.
The homes, they do morning prayer and Bible study and devotions with the kids. They regularly go to Sunday school and attend church services, and that's part of the sponsorship program.
You'll find the full story as well as prayer and action points for what you just heard at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. There is an unprecedented attack on human life, and it calls for an unprecedented response by God's people. So this month, Life International is offering Randy Alcorn's Why Pro-Life. It's a resource that lays out the issues and a godly response. Get your copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Kramer.